Blog Talk Radio.
Let's sing that second verse again. My God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Amen, amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I see Prophetess Darlene is on the line. God bless you, woman of God. I also see Brother Clarence on the line. He's been on about 12 minutes. God bless you, man of God. Amen, amen. You know, I spoke it yesterday, Prophetess Darlene. I was rushing to get to my post today and ran into a little traffic. Amen. But I had already proposed in my heart that, Lord, we're going to be here at the 1 o'clock hour because I want to just give you thanks. I don't want to hold you all today. I want everybody to be able to enjoy their family and their friends and their co-laborers in the gospel and whatever the Lord is blessing you on today to be a part of at a dinner table, if you're able to travel and go and see a loved one, and even if you're able to just send an encouraging word, somebody is sad today. Amen. I spoke with one of my dear brothers, and we're going to lift him up in prayer today, and that's none other than Prophet Michael Lewis. He just lost his sister, a second sister, last Saturday. He buried his sister in February, and he buried his mother in May. So this is the first holiday that he is missing his mom. Amen. So we're going to lift him up in prayer today. Amen. That God would go and touch him, and God would encourage his heart. Amen. So we're just so happy that you all have decided to just call in for a brief moment. And we just want to give God some praise. God is worthy to be praised. Amen. Not only on Thanksgiving, amen, but each and every day that he allow us an opportunity to still have life. Amen. We need to tell the Lord, thank you. So I just thank him today for his goodness. I thank him for his mercies. I thank him for his protection. I thank him for his unceasing love. Hallelujah. I thank him for his long suffering. You know, God will tolerate you. Hallelujah. And he'll give you chance after chance. But I'm always mindful of the man that asks God. It asks Jesus, matter of fact. Say, Lord, how many times must I forgive my brother? And he said, 70 times 7. But let's be honest with one another. Let's be real. How many of us are willing to forgive our brothers and sisters 490 times? We won't even tolerate them for two or three. They have wronged us if they have done something that we feel that has violated us. Amen, amen. But I thank God that we serve a God. We serve a merciful God. We serve a patient God. We serve a long-suffering God. So therefore, hallelujah, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Amen. In all things, we need to give thanks to the Lord. Amen. So we're just so happy, amen, that we're able to be on this line, amen, and lift up the name of Jesus. We just going to tell him thank you. Hallelujah. And I'm going to ask Prophetess Darlene Davis to remember Prophet Michael Lewis, amen. Remember the bereaved family of the Lewises, amen, amen. I don't even know Prophet Mike's sister name, but he's on the line, and we're going to lift up that family. Amen. Somebody, as I said, somebody's not happy sitting at the dinner table, and somebody don't have a table to sit at today. Amen. Somebody's mourning. Somebody is bereaved this morning. Somebody may be hospitalized. Some are in prison. We went to visit my sister this morning, so I want you to pray for those that are in prison. Pray for those that are hospitalized. Pray for those that have lost loved ones on this Thanksgiving day. Amen. And then we're going to just say a little something about the Lord and read a scripture or two. And if you all have anything that you all would like to say we're going to open up the mics and give you an opportunity to do that. So we thank God for you, woman of God, Prophetess Darlene Davis out of North Carolina. We love this woman of God. I tell you, she's a powerhouse. Amen. You have, she's spoken on this line, and we'll be speaking this week. Amen. And we just want you all to be mindful of that 21-day fast on Sunday. We'll be back on the line tomorrow. It's Friday. We'll be back. That'll be our last weekday on the line. So we just want you all to know that we're going to start the 21-day fast on Sunday, December the 1st. Remember, we're going from midnight to 4 in the evening, and we're only going to eat one meal, and we want to refrain from all of the sodas and all of the sugar and candy and all of these things. Let's try to feast after we eat that one meal. Let's try to feast on something healthy, on some vegetables, amen, and drink a lot of water after you come off the fast, and then go back from midnight to 4 every day for 21 days, and then we'll give you what we're going to do as the weeks progress. Also remember this, not tomorrow, but Friday after next will be December the 6th, and that will be the telethon where we'll be in a six-hour telethon. Amen. And that will be from midnight California time. That's 2 a.m. Central Standard Time. That's in the southern states, maybe Louisiana and Texas. That'll be 2 a.m. And if you're on the East Coast, North Carolina, Michigan, and New York, that'll be 3 in the morning. So we're asking you to make a sacrifice. Amen. And we're going to be on from 12 midnight to 6 that morning. That'll be 2 a.m. to 8 a.m. in the Central Standard Time, and in the Eastern Time, it'll be 3 in the morning to 9 in the morning. Minister Burns and Elder Burns will be canceling their Saturday segment because their segment comes on at 8 Eastern Time. That's 5 a.m. California time. So we'll be still in the last hour of this six-hour telethon. We have a host of men and women that will be speaking, and I just want you to know that if you're interested in helping us out, where we're praying, we're going to have like 5 to 8 minute prayer intervals, and we're going to have speakers in between that will be able to speak for about 15 or 20 minutes, but we don't want to bore anybody. We want to keep it moving, and we don't want to get into no long, drawn-out Bible classes because we have too many men and women of God that's going to support us in this effort. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to gear our minds in. We're trying to close out this year. We're trying to, we're asking the Lord to cleanse us. We're asking the Lord to do a purification. Amen. We're trying to, we want to sanctify ourselves and set ourselves together, set ourselves apart where we can expect and look for the blessings of the Lord. Amen. Remember the scripture said these kinds come by fasting and prayer. So we're making a sacrifice, and we're telling the Lord to use us. We're telling the Lord to order our steps. We're asking the Lord to lead and guide us where we can be productive, where we can see souls be blessed and come into the kingdom, come into this marvelous life. So we're not fasting just because other folks are fasting. No, we're fasting, and we're looking for some results. We're going to have some particular. We're going to make some requests. There are some things we've been seeking God for. And guess what? When you afflict this body, amen, when you afflict this flesh, amen, God will come in and meet us at our need. Amen. So at the point of our needs, amen. So we're going to go to the woman of God, and we're going to ask her to open up with the word of prayer. And then I see Prophet Lewis on the line, Prophet Michael Lewis, and we're going to ask the man of God if God put anything on his heart, and if he want to give a testimony, share a poem, or sing a song, whatever he'd like to do, we're going to go to him. We thank God for Brother Clarence being on the line. We also see Sister Arlene out of New York on the line with us. So we just bless the Lord. Amen. I knew God was going to have somebody on this line giving him some thanks on today, even though we come in a room and separate ourselves from the noise and the family and all of the trimmings that's going on. That's okay. We're on this broadcast lifting up the name of Jesus. So God bless you, Prophetess Darlene. Darlene,
God bless everyone.
Thank you.
And happy Thanksgiving. Let us go to the throne. Heavenly Father, we just thank you on today, God. We just give you praise on today, God. We lift you up on today, God. We thank you for another day, God. This is truly the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your blood covering, God. We thank you that you kept us, God. We thank you, God, that you kept our minds stayed on you, God. We thank you, God, that you made ways out of no way. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, and you are a provider, God. We thank you that you're El Shalom. We thank you that you're a mighty God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you that you're all-knowing, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for who you are, God. We thank you for the sun, the stars, the rain. God, we thank you for so many things. Our God, we thank you for another Thanksgiving, God. We thank you for your healing power, your deliverance power, God. We thank you for your joy, your peace, God. We thank you for the rain, God. We thank you, God, for your keeping power, God. We thank you for being an all-knowing God, an all-wise God. We thank you for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We thank you, God, the Comforter comes in just the right time, God. We thank you, God, for your keeping in power, God. We thank you, God, for your many blessings, God. We even the blessings that we do not deserve, you're still blessing us, God. You're still keeping us.
Yes.
And we thank you. Oh, God, we just love you today. We just say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for our families on today, God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, God, for being in the midst of this prayer, God. We thank you for being in the midst of this program, God. We thank you, God, for the homes and clothes and shelter and food, God. But, God, we come, God, first of all, ask that you forgive us for every sin, God. Anything we said, did, thought, dreamed that was not of you, God, we ask that you blood it out, God. Create us anew in our right Spirit, God. Wash us, God. Oh, God, everything in us that's not like you, move it out, God, in the name of Jesus. And everything that's of you, God, we ask that you continue to keep filling us even more in the mighty name of Jesus. We come lifting up the Jones family to you on today, God. We thank you for them, God. We ask in God in the time that different people are going through bereavement, God. Even on this line and off this line, we ask that you touch their hearts, their minds, their spirit, God. We ask that you send in the comforter that you can only do, God, in the name of Jesus. God, someone may be missing at the table that was there last year, but let them rejoice, God. Let them remember the good times, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you touch the man of God's hand right now. I ask that you give him strength above strength, God, in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
I'm asking that you go in, Mama, and breathe on that family, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them continue to look to the hills from which their help come from. And their help come from you, God, in the name of Jesus. Ha, my. Lord, I ask you to stir up, God. Somebody today don't feel like making it, God, but you give them new strength, God, and bearable strength, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them joy, God. Somebody today wants to commit suicide, but we come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking that you bring hope. Hope in the name of Jesus and families on today, God. Oh, God, during this time is a happy time, but also sometimes it's sad for certain people, God. But we come against the spirit of oppression on today in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you to lift up every downheaded, try to downhead God on today. You said that we come in agreement in your name and ask anything. Well, we all are in agreement on this line. We come in agreement that life, God, life more abundantly, God, in the homes in the name of Jesus. We cancel every assignment, every attack of the enemy, even now in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs food on today, God. Provide, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody don't know what they're going to do, God. Ah, God, I'm asking you, restore the minds on today. Ah, Satan, you are a liar. Ah, we cancel the assignment up in the minds on today in the name of Jesus. God, we asking that you continue to stir up in the homes, God. We ask you to continue touching Sister T and her family, God, on today in the name
Thank
of Jesus.
God.
We asking, God, that you reign in those homes, God, that they have lost their father, their mother, their sister, their brother, their cousin. They have lost their loved one, God, and they have remembered them, God. But, God, I'm asking only you can come in. Come in, God, on today. Sit at the table with them, God, the spiritual and the natural table, God. Ah, we speak new life in the name of Jesus. And we speak it, God, more abundantly in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you even touch the leader, the overseer of this broadcast, Pastor Bernard, God. We ask you to continue to lift her up, God. Continue to fill her, God. Continue to strengthen her, God. We speak strength in the name of Jesus. We speak healing in the name of Jesus. We ask that she have long life in the name of Jesus. Our God, anything she lost, we ask that you give it back to her sevenfold, God, in the name of Jesus. Our God, we ask that you renew and restore in the name of Jesus. We ask that you breathe on it today in the name of Jesus. Touch her mother. We thank you that her mother still lives. We thank you for her mother on today, God. Touch her, strengthen her, and all her family, God, on today in the name of Jesus. We ask that you go into prison, God. God, only you can do that. We ask that you lift up, God, they might have had a visit from their families on today, but we ask that you let them have a visitation from the Comforter. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you stop by, God, in them prisons, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking in the north, west, south, and east in the prisons, God. We ask that you sweep through right now, God. Let them feel your anointing. Let them feel your power. Let them feel your glory. In the name of Jesus. We ask them right now, God. Somebody in the prison said, I can't go on any longer. We ask that you counsel that assignment right now. We ask them that you lift them up, God. Let them know that they have victory over the enemy. Let them know that they have a purpose, even though they're behind the bars, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know that they have a plan that you have for them, God. Let them know that they're needed and wanted, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking right now, we come in agreement in the name of Jesus. Asking, God, that you text somebody today that's homeless, God. Provide them with a home, God. In the name of Jesus. Work a miracle in someone's life today, God. And only you can do that, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody need a bill paid, God, this week. We ask you that you turn the tables and turn things around, God. Somebody got to go to court on next week, God. We ask that you be the judge, God. You be the lawyer, God, in the courtroom, God. We ask that, God, on today, God, that you have your grace and your mercy, God. In the name of Jesus. I'm even asking that you go, God. Somebody been accused falsely, God, and they're in the jail cell. Release, early release, I speak in the name of Jesus. You said I have the power and authority of you, God, to speak a thing. So I speak release, God, and early release in the name of Jesus. I ask that you shift them papers around, God. Blow my eye on those papers, God, in the name of Jesus. God, continue ordering your people's footsteps and directing their path, God. We thank you this day, God. We bless your holy name this day, God. We ask that you lift, God. We ask that you encourage on today, God. And we do give you the praise, and we give you all the honor, God. We ask that you get children on today, God. Keep them from rape, molestation, drugs, alcohol, homosexuality, in the name of Jesus. We ask that, God, we get them from being bullied in school, God. We speak wisdom and knowledge upon our children, God. They shall excel in the name of Jesus. We cancel every assignment and every attack of the enemy that has came upon our children. They shall be blessed. They shall go forth. They shall be the next generation. We come against death and murder on our children in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus upon our children. We come against acts accidents, God. We ask that you burn up accidents and incidents in your people. Give them travel and mercy, even on your children, God. And we ask right now, God, that your children go forth in your name, God. The children that saved, keep them saved, God. Keep them talking about you, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you the praise. And we give you all
thank
the honor.
You,
we give you all the glory. We ask that you remember Brother Terrence on today as he's going through. We ask that you lift his burdens, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And we thank you. We praise you. Give him joy, God. Continue showing him your word. Continue showing him you, God. And we thank you.
Yes,
we ask
thank
that you continue
God.
To bless us, God. And we give you praise. And we give you all the honor. Remember each speaker, each person on this line, each person that's not even on this line. Remember them in the name of Jesus. Let us do your will, not our will, in the name of Jesus. Let the flesh die and the spirit rise in all of us, in the name of Jesus. Let us follow the leader as she followed God, in the name of Jesus. Let us not do our will. Yay, my Masha. Let us do your will, God, in the name of Jesus. Ha, amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We bless you. We bless you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We thank you. Thank you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just so full. Hallelujah. We really need to honor, appreciate, as I said on yesterday, we need to express more of our sentiments and more about gratitude to one another. It's time to get it right, people of God. Every day is precious. Every hour is precious. Every minute is precious. Because you know what? We're not responsible for our next breath. We're not responsible. But our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, it's because of him that we live, we move, and have our being. Amen. Don't take people for granted. Don't take your siblings for granted. Don't take your parents for granted. Don't take your spouses for granted. Don't take your children for granted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to Prophet Michael Lewis right now. You know, as I said earlier, before he even got on the line, he has had some great losses this year of loved ones. Amen. I thank God for the woman of God praying last she did. Amen. So we want to encourage him today. And I can't tell you, I can't even grasp or imagine what you're feeling today, Prophet Michael, but God knows. Amen. I haven't lost two sisters and a mother. Amen. But I've lost a daughter, so I can empathize with you. Amen. So we're praying for you mightily. Amen. I don't know if you want to share anything with our listeners today, but I thank God for Prophet Michael Lewis. I thank God because he's been a friend to my family. He's been someone that I can look to when I'm going confident. Hallelujah. Mental. Amen. An advocate for my sister. And we just love him and appreciate him. One of the ones that came on and tested this Blog Talk Radio with me. Amen. So we just love him and appreciate the God that is in him. Amen. So we're going to see if he can share anything with us on the day. God bless you, Pastor Lewis.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
God.
You.
Oh, yeah. I give him glory. On the day, I'm very thankful for my life, health, and my strength. It's just overwhelming today that, you know, I guess it was early this morning, I realized this was the first Thanksgiving that I would be without two of my sisters, and then mainly my mom. That one just really caught me. And I was up since about 1 a.m., and the spirit dropped in my heart. The only thing I could say is I felt like going on, so I turned to YouTube, and I began to listen to different variations of that song. And, you know, the enemy, you know, he came, you know, why don't you take your life and all this? But I know to take my life, I would end up in hell. But that was a moment where I did consult with God, please go on and just take me out of here. But that was just pain talking. But I'm reminded on yesterday, the radio broadcast, and the beginning of the segment was giving thanks. And the scriptures say, in all things, we are to give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. I thank and praise God, and I shared this with Danielle. I sent her an email because I received a letter from her on yesterday, and it uplifted my spirit from, you know, being down. And I shared with home yesterday that she is a hero to me because, you know, growing up, I watched Batman, I watched Robin, I seen Superman, Super Friends, and all these people that became heroes invented of a freak accident or one another. But I told her she was my hero, not because she was spun from some laboratory, but because I have seen her persevere under the dire circumstances, being locked up in prison for so many years. And I told her it's because of her that she lives inside the prison. I'm constantly reminded of my freedoms. And you got to be a hero to have spent any length of time in a prison system, and you still have your right mind. And that's what grasps me the most. When I go to visit, I really look at her and I try to see what's really going on, try to even fathom the thoughts running through her head. And, you know, sometimes she have her moments of crying and whatnot, which is to be expected. But if you didn't know her, she looked like a piece of prison steel. Not hardened from look, but because of how she's been able to deal with what's going on in her life. And I marvel at that. I mean, it keeps me afloat that this woman is able to walk, to talk, to conversate, and yet been locked up for over 20 years. So I'm going through this morning just a little bit, but that is my hero. I mean, Jesus Christ is the real superstar, but an earthly model, that is what Danielle is to me, because again, me just being able to share with others her life, to tell them what's going on with her, it keeps me strengthened. And so I'm thankful on this morning for, you know, God sending me from Louisiana to California to share the remaining 4 years with my mom before he called her home. If not, I don't know what I would do. But in that, it led me to new beginnings to meet you, Sister Adrian, the moderator for this show. If I hadn't have met you, I never would have come to know your sister or any of your siblings. I thank and praise God for your family, how y'all have accepted me to be an extension, and the love that y'all show. So I didn't want to go nowhere today because I don't feel like offending nobody. This is something, an area I never have walked down the road before. Yeah, I done lost my daddy. I was able to deal with that. I have lost brother, another brother, uncles, aunts, and all this. But this one is different. This is in the immediate family of my mom, two sisters and my mom, all in the same year. Normally on Thanksgiving, if I been and went anywhere, the last stop that's always made is at my mom's, or if my mom didn't went to Oakland, that's the only time I was accepted at my sister's house because my mama was there. And, well, no going to Mama's house tonight or tomorrow. So I didn't want to go over to my sisters, even though they gave the invitation. It wouldn't have been the same without my mama there. So I'm grieving, but I'm not upset. I'm not mad. I thank God, you know, for my sister's life. We had good times. She taught me how to fight. She was very strong-willed. She didn't take no nonsense off of nobody. On top of that, introduced me to several great dishes. Mac and real cheese was a strong point. The hoagie sandwich, oysters, nobody fried fish like she did. So I'm comforted with the relationship that we had even to the last time I saw her at my baby sister's funeral. So, again, I'm just grateful to God to be alive, clothed in my right mind. And like the song, I want to sing it, but I can't sing it because I know I just do it no justice. But that would be the song that I would sing. I feel like going on, and then I will end it with the whining singing tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow, tomorrow. Whoever promised you tomorrow. So, you know, as Sister Adrian said, you know, give accolades to those that are alive while you can, because it can't be said once they're gone. So, Sister Adrian, truly again, from the depths of the heart, I thank you for being my friend, because it was you, me, from leaving the church when I was first injured. No telling where I would have ended up, back on drugs, but I might have killed myself out there on drugs, or as I did, end up in the crazy house. But it was you that came and found me. I don't know how. I know it was through God, but how, I really don't know. Really, I don't. So when
Lord,
you found me,
Jesus,
I know it was nobody but God, and for that,
hallelujah.
And because of that, I'm in the position I'm in today. I'm you know, a 4.0 student on the campus. Thank and praise God for the light, the walk that I have with Him. I'm just asking y'all, you know, Jesus, I hold on, but
thank you, Jesus.
It hurts.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless him. Bless him right now.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And he's strengthening you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, God. Oh, we bless you today, God. We're here to give you glory. We're here to give you thanks. Thanks. In spite of what we're going through, we'll dry every tear. Right? Be encouraged.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Be encouraged.
Hallelujah.
God will never forget your labors of love. Amen. We'll never forget your labor of love. Amen. 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 We're going to go to Sister Arlene. She hardly ever, I don't know if she's at work, but she's hardly ever able to say much. So God bless you, Sister Arlene. We thank God for you being on the line today. Is it anything on your heart that you'd like to say, or anything you want to give the Lord thanks for today? You're welcome to do so. Sister Arlene? Amen. She may have a phone on mute, or she may be at work. Let's go to Brother Clarence. God bless you, Brother Clarence. Brother Clarence?
No, that's me.
Okay. Brother Clarence? That's his line is open. I don't know if he's on mute or what have you. But anyway, we're going to we're going to just read a scripture. And before I do that, I want to go to Prophetess Darlene Davis, and I'm going to see if the woman of God wants to share anything with us on today. She's welcome to do so. Amen. I just had in mind to read a scripture and thank God for each and every one of you all, and just bless the Lord and let you go on back to your activities and, you know, spending time with your family. Amen. So, Prophetess Darlene, God bless you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm truly honored to even be able to allow to say anything, because, you know, sometimes people don't let you talk. And so I thank God this is my season to talk. It was a season that I had to be quiet from the Lord. Then it was a season that people sat me down and made me shut up because they didn't want to hear the truth. So I thank God that I can speak. So sometimes I get a little carried away because I'll be thankful. Hallelujah. But I do want to tell somebody this, and I don't know, it's been in my spirit for 3 days, and I need to say it, a testimony. I came down here to North Carolina, speaking of people didn't want me to speak, I had attacked, and I had to go to the hospital. I found out how important it is to thank God that you can breathe. I had a problem with breathing. I could not breathe. I could not speak. And they said, we're not going to let you go until you're able to breathe right. I said, I got to get up out of here. I spoke unto my spirit and to myself, and my breathing instantly started back right. So I thank God for breath on today. Hallelujah. Just breathing. We take that for granted that we can breathe in and out. But it's a blessing when you can breathe in and out. And somebody can't breathe. Somebody's paralyzed today. Somebody cannot breathe in and out. So I don't take the breath of God, the breath of life, lightly. I thank God that I can speak. I thank God for the articulate of my speech and the activities of my limbs, because somebody can't move their limbs on today. So I thank God on today. So I say happy Thanksgiving to you. And if I could say something to Prophet Michael Lewis, I would like to say a word of encouragement to him, if it's all right with him and all right with you, woman of God.
Yes, go right ahead.
I want to say that I know how it is to lose your mother. I wanted to commit suicide because that was my best friend. And I thought I couldn't make it, but God showed me that I can make it. And he's going to give you that inner strength, because you talked about the woman of God as a hero. God is the main hero, but you are a hero to so many people. And you
That's
are a hero
right.
to
ah!
us.
Glory.
And we appreciate you. And you say, you don't even know me. I know your spirit. We appreciate
All
you.
Right.
We love you. We honor you. And we cherish you, and those thoughts going to come up, but we cancel it out in the name of Jesus. We come against every retaliation spirit, every spirit that try to rise up of oppression and depression. Hey, Mama, Sunday, and I say, I feel you, Mama. I feel your hurt. I feel your hurt and your pain today, but this too shall pass. The best is yet to come. And your latter days is greater.
Lord.
You have a powerful ministry, and you won't see what all this is for down the road. I didn't understand it at the time. 10 years ago or 15 years ago, I didn't understand it. And it was so unbearable, I thought. But God brought me through, and he's going to take you through too. So I say, man of God, continue to look to the hills from which your help come from, and your help come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Press to the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus.
Yes, God.
And remember,
thank you, Lord.
God is going to take you through. And so rejoice through your worship music and keep lifting up the name of Jesus. And what will God do for you? Hallelujah. And our prayers is with you. Keep leaning on the woman of God. She's going to take you through this. We got your back. We're holding up your arms. You can make it. It's trial you're going through. I cannot say, but I'm going to say, you can make it. This trial you're going through, God's going to show you what to do. You can make it. Hallelujah. God bless you, man of God.
Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. That was Psalm 105:1. In Psalm 106 and 1, say, praise ye the Lord. All give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. 107 and 1, say, all give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 118 and 1 said, all give thanks. So look how many times the psalmist has given thanks. All give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because mercy endures forever. Psalm 118 and 29 said, all give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. Psalm 119 and 62 says, at midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgment. Psalm 136 and 1 says, oh, give thanks again unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endured forever. Get this down in your spirit. 136 and 2 say, all give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endured forever. And on Psalm 136 and 3 say, all give thanks unto the Lord of hosts, for his mercy endured forever. Prophet, my God's mercies, hallelujah, they are with you. Hallelujah. The Bible says his compassion faileth not. Amen. When we don't have no one human to look at, we can look at the man Jesus. Hallelujah. Guess what? Because he became flesh, that we may live. Amen. His mercy endured forever. God will dry every tear. Hallelujah. God will set you up on a rock. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless him today. We're giving him thanks for who he is. We giving him thanks because he's sovereign. We giving him thanks because he omnipotent. We giving him thanks because he omnipresent. We giving him thanks because he omniscient. We giving him thanks because he is our creator. He is the judge. He is the ruler. Hallelujah. He's the conductor. He's the orchestrator. Thank you, Jesus. He is the playwright. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Yeah. Without him, we could do nothing. And if I was able to sing a song today, that's what I would sing. Without God, I could do nothing. God. Without him, I would fail. Without him, I would be like a ship without a sail. Without God, I would be nothing. People of God, don't wait. Somebody said, the songwriter wrote, don't wait until the battle is over. Shout now, because we already have the victory. We are victorious. We are victors and not victims.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes. I had to encourage my sister today.
Yes.
Hey, I don't know, as Mike said, she has been his hero, but she looked to me as a hero. But I said, the only hero in your life is God Almighty.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
And his son, Jesus. That's your hero. Because God strengthened me for this journey. And Prophetess Darlene, as I'm getting ready to make my transition, going back home, not to live with the Lord right now. I don't think when God get ready, that transition will take place. My heart was saddened because I've been here with my sister doing this 20-year journey. Amen. My heart, and I'm saying this may be my last Thanksgiving here in this prison with you. But I'm looking for the next one for us to be sitting at the dinner table, not here in Dublin, but at our own family dinner table. Oh, I'm looking for God to move mightily on Danielle's behalf. I'm claiming it every day. 2014. Oh, God going to work some miracles. He's going to work some miracles, but it's going to take a sacrifice. We're going to have a sacrificial offering. So what are we willing? I asked my mother, what are you willing to sacrifice for your daughter's freedom? Hallelujah. Are you going to give your life to the Lord? Oh, glory to God. I bless him today. So I shared with her. I'm going on. I got a work to do. You know, you have a work to do. And yes, we love our family. Yes, we love our children. We love them. But guess what? Our love should be greater for God. Because if we have a love for God and he is at the top of the list, guess what? Everybody else under God, he's going to cover them. He's going to cover them. You can't love God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul, and then he don't take care of those that you love. Jesus, hallelujah. When Jesus was dying, hallelujah, he suffered. He was on the cross. He said, Lord, let this cup pass. Let it pass. Because guess what? He came in sinful flesh, but he knew no sin. Hallelujah. He came, hallelujah, as though he was guilty, but Jesus wasn't guilty of any. Hallelujah. But he was that sacrifice. He was that sacrificial lamb. And had he not died, we wouldn't have a right to the tree of life. Oh, I bless the Lord for him dying. Hallelujah. Because of his death, I now have life and have that more abundantly. So I solicit your prayers on today. Continue to pray for Danielle. Pray for my mother. Hallelujah. I'm looking for God to save my mother. It's a promise. Hallelujah. In Acts 1 and 8, he said, the promise is unto you and to all those that are far. It's to your children and your children's children. Prophet Mike, I'm looking for more of your family members to give their life to the Lord. I'm looking for that. See?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I can't go. I'm not going to hold you all the day. I'm not going to do that. But you know what? When we read the scripture last week, until a seed die in the ground, there could be no life. So God has taken your mother. He's taken your two sisters. But guess what? Somebody is being birthed from their death. Their deaths are going to birth some new life for some new family, for some family members. Prophet Mike, God ain't through. Do you think God through? Think God don't know what he's doing? God knows what he's doing. Sometimes we have to lose somebody. As we spoke earlier in this week about the four lepers going into the camp, and even a liberal Democrat talked about Naaman going washed in the Jordan. Hallelujah. Something drastic sometimes have to happen for us to wake up and see Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't want to go like that, but something has to die where something else can live. Amen. So we bless the Lord for you all on today. Again, we thank God for Sister Arlene. We thank God for Brother Clarence. Amen. Thank God for Prophetess Darlene Davis. She's been such a blessing to this ministry, just coming on and being so supportive of us. And again, Prophetess Darlene, we want you to give out your information. She has a prayer line on Tuesdays and Saturdays. I don't have my logbook with me before me. So give them that information, and she comes on at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday evening and Saturday evening. Amen. And so she just so flow with prayer. She flow in the prophetic also. Okay? So give them that information, Prophetess Darlene.
Praise the Lord. I thank you again for allowing me to even give that information. I tell you, I'm just so honored. I'm not going to break up. Okay, 712-432-1500. Once again, 712-432-1500. And the code is 211-498. The code is 211-498. And it's on Tuesday nights at 8 and Saturday nights at 8. Saturday nights is called our overflow night, where God overflows beyond we can even imagine sometimes. And to God be the glory. I just walk on God in. And I tell you, he blows my mind all the time. I used to fast and pray for, you know, because I wanted to God to move. He said, you don't even have to fast and pray no more, daughter. Just show up and open your mouth and I'll speak. And I tell you, he just blow our mind. And miracles have been done on there, not because of me, but because of him. Because I'm not even worthy. Some of the things I know God, only God could do. And we had a praise report, if I can say real quick, on Tuesday.
Go right in.
A young lady kept trying to send her, she's a prophet that worked with me, and she tried to send her grandchildren out the room. But this 122-month son, grandson refused to leave the room, and he kept pointing to the phone. And he was not feeling well. When one of the young ladies was humming like the grandmothers, and she was humming while we were praying, and he started humming, 22 months old, and he got healed.
Wow.
And he kept laying on her chest, and he refused to leave the room. He kept pointing to the phone. And I'm going to tell her, don't let them leave if they don't want to leave. Hallelujah. Ooh. So I thank God for that. And it's been time that same young lady has came to the room on the phone with tax and sickness, and she didn't want to tell me because I'm her spiritual mother. And I said, I felt you, but God moved and healed her. And she came on and told the testimony right while she was praying. Right while we were having prayer, God healed her body. And she has several things that we're not proclaiming is already healed and done. So I thank God.
All right.
So come, God bless
Lord have mercy. God can use anybody. Woo, Jesus, all you got to do is make yourself available. Look at that. 22 months old, you said?
Yes, yes, 22 months old. He refused to leave the room.
Look at
that's
God.
That says a lot about us. Sometimes we don't want to be in the presence of the Lord. I'm not talking about us on this line. I'm talking about the body. And the 22-year-old knew not to leave the presence of God, the anointing. And if he sees, that's how much more we should be, holding on to the garment of God. God bless you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Wow, that's a testimony. Ah, can nobody do that but Jesus? Nobody can do that but God. Woo, glory to God. Well, we bless the Lord for the testimonies. We bless the Lord for you all just making the sacrifice and coming on and sharing a part of your, an hour with us. Amen. An hour with God. Somebody say one day with Jesus. Amen. Every hour with Jesus. Amen. So we just bless the Lord for you. God bless you, Prophet Mike. We're going to ask our brother Clarence on the line. Let me see if I can go back to him. Amen. God bless you, Brother Clarence. Okay. Well, we're going to close on. God bless you, man of God. Okay. Yeah, some things going on. Amen. So God bless you, brother Prophet Mike. I'll see you in a little bit, maybe about 4 o'clock, somewhere in there. So I'm going to ask Prophetess Darlene Davis to close us out with a word of prayer. Remember, we'll be on the line tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'd like to also tell you all, I don't have my book, so come on the line. Tomorrow we're going to have a teleconference call on Monday evening at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. That'll be 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're just trying to meet with those that's going to be participating in the telethon. Amen. So we got quite a few speakers for that event, so we want to make sure that everybody have an opportunity to say what's on their heart. Amen. We're celebrating, we're commemorating 2 years on Blog Talk Radio, so we'll be celebrating the whole month of December. Amen. So we solicit your prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Prophetess Darlene, close us out with a word of prayer. I love this woman of praise. I tell you, you could feel the anointing. Amen. God bless you, Prophet Mike and Brother Clarence and also Sister Arlene. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for what he has done today. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, God. We give you the praise, God. With nothing of ourselves but all of you, God, we thank you for meeting us and showing up on today, God. We thank you for going into the homes and going into the archives, going into the prayer rooms, going into places, God, unseen and seen, God. We thank you, God. We give you praise. As we close out, we're not closing out from you, God. We ask that you continue to keep us, God. We ask that you continue to keep us in your will, God. Oh, God, we thank you for what you have done, God. We thank you for who you are, God. We thank you for your way, God, your move, God, your spirit, God. We thank you for the gifts of the Spirit, fruits of the Spirit, God. We thank you for what you're doing on this line and what you're going to do on this line, God. Oh, God, as we get ready, God, for the fasting coming up, God. Oh, God, we ask that you cover everybody's mind and everybody's spirit, that we be on one accord with your spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch hearts, God, and minds, that we line up, God, even in the coming year, God, that we hear your word, that we be doers of your word, God, that we continue to stand on your will, God. That the flesh die, that the spiritual man rise, God. That we walk in the spirit and not in the flesh, God. That we walk
Hallelujah.
In your will. That we walk by faith and not by sight, God. Let us not be focused on what we don't see or what we don't hear, but let us be focused on your word, God. Ah, God, as we sow your word, God, let us be doers, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that we keep holding up this woman God's arm, God, as she go forth.
Thank
she has
you,
so
God.
Many things to do, so many places to go, God, so many people to see, God. We ask that no weapon formed against her prosper, God. I'm even asking that some of the weapons don't even be formed in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to order her footsteps, direct her path, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against all infirmities in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We already consider her mother already saved. We claim it
Hallelujah.
And we speak it in the name of Jesus. She's already saved. We ask that the manifestation take place. We ask that she be delivered. We ask that she be healed. We ask that you restore, God. We ask that you strengthen her mother, God. Our God, we thank you for the new talk
Hallelujah.
That she's going to have, the new walk, the new way, God, in the name of Jesus. We speak it in the name of Jesus because we're walking by faith and not by sight, God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, God, for what you're doing, God. I ask you to continue to breathe on this woman of God. Touching her family, God. Let her continue to be an inspiration to her family. But God, send people to lift her arms, God. Not people that's jealous of her, God. We ask that you move every jealous spirit out, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you move people and that's going to love, that's going to encourage, that's going to lift, that's going to bless financially and spiritually, God. We thank you for the words of encouragement that's coming her way, that has came her way. But God, I'm asking for increase. She doesn't ask for money on this line, but God, I'm asking that it overflow even in the coming year, God.
Oh,
you see the
yes,
needs,
God.
You see the bills, you see the things that she don't say, God. Hey, my Sunday. But
thank
God, we asking
God.
That you move, God, on her behalf. We asking that somebody write a check, God, some billionaire, some millionaire, give a favor, God, with some billionaire or millionaire, not just one, but many, God, that will come and just drop money in her hand, that will drop money at her feet, that will drop money in her bank account, that will
God,
drop money in her home, in the name of Jesus, that will drop money in her pocket. Just drop money in the name of Jesus. We speak finance, increase in the name of Jesus. We come against the poverty spirit, God, and your people, God. Let this be the year that's coming that they will be wealthy, God, in the name of Jesus. That we'll be healthy, God. That we eat right, God. That we live right, God, in the name of Jesus. That, oh, God, when we come off the fast, that we'll continue to eat right, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you touch Clarence as he hears the word on, and let him come on every day and be filled up, God. Let it be a change in his life, God. We thank you for him, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Lady Morris, God. We ask you to continue to touch her, God, and so many others that I know of and don't know of. We thank you for Prophet Lewis on today, how he came gracefully to sit at the table, God. And we ask that you fill him up, God, in the name of Jesus, in the spirit as well as the natural, God, in the name of Jesus. There'll be no lack in his home, God, no lack in his life, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the ministries that he's going to have in the name of Jesus. We thank you for many people following him, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to keep him, God. We ask that you continue to keep his mind stayed on you. We ask for blood covering upon his mind, a blood covering in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against him shall prosper. We ask that you touch his family, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we ask that you touch each and every person on today. We do give you thanks. We do give you thanks on today, God. We ask that you touch the unfortunate, God, on today, and we just give you praise. As we close out, we say we love you. God, we ask that you continue to give the saints this traveling. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray.
Thank you,
and we just thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen, hallelujah. Amen. You all be blessed. Amen. We're going to just close on out with the song of praise. How great is our God. Amen.
How great is our God.
Yeah. right now. Everybody, just lift your voice and just sing it. Come on.
How great is our God? Say with me, how great is our God? Say
with me, how great. One more time. Just raise your hands as high as you can in this place. Everybody.
Just lift your voice and say, how great.